This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The so-called experts tell us there is a crisis in infant and early childhood mental health. The academics, bureaucrats, and front groups for the pharmaceutical industry are promoting cradle-to-grave mental health screening, even in our youngest children. This would enable the government to take over the care of all children's mental health, and the most efficient way to do that is through the use of public schools. These bad ideas are propagated by a federal outfit called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. 48 states and several territories have received federal grants to implement mental health screening. Minnesota received a federally funded grant to coordinate and integrate early childhood screening systems to assure that all children ages birth to five are screened early and continuously for the presence of health, socio-emotional, or developmental needs. An even more dangerous way of intervening in the mental health of young children is by the use of powerful psychiatric drugs. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed a 300% increase in the use of these drugs in 2 to 4 year old children between 1991 and 95. Yet the science behind the diagnostic criteria, the screening instruments, and the treatments is appallingly bad. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Two of the three classes of these drugs are under the FDA's stringent warnings for suicide and violence. They also interfere with learning, causing violence and neurological problems. What can be done to stop this unscientific and dangerous government invasion into the minds of our children? Parents, it's up to you. Parents must refuse to submit their children to any of these unscientific screenings and surveys.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Like to be able to, if I need something, get a hold of you guys.
You bet. We appreciate it.
I do everything I can to help you. We don't help folks out here in the hills. We help them.
Well, we appreciate it.
Okay. We're going on the, let's see, if I have a whole minute or 30 seconds. Yeah, we're going on the air in 30 seconds, so we'll be back just very, very shortly. How about that?
Of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says two can live as cheaply as one for half as long. Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have with me today Kimmy Lewis. She is speaking to me from somewhere in South Dakota. Where is the meeting today, Kimmy?
It's in Rapid City.
Oh, okay. Rapid City, South Dakota. And she's attending the... South Dakota Stock Growers program. You spoke there yesterday. You're on the program, right?
Yes, I was a speaker with private property rights. I actually spoke to the Public Lands Committee, but we did talk both public and private.
Okay, and our good friend G.B. Oliver is up there with you. So
yes, he's our banquet speaker this evening and has been here for 2 days.
After 2 days, I don't know if I'd want to hear him speak or not.
Well, I understand. But
oh, he is a great guy. I spoke at the South Dakota Stock Growers a couple of times, and then they found out about GB, and I haven't been invited back since.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
He just took over.
Yeah, he's good. He really is good. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. You're from Colorado, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
What part of Colorado, if I may ask?
I live down there. I'm Kimmy from Kim. I live down in southeast Colorado. We're down there. We're the ranchers that are trying to keep the Army from taking our land.
Okay, I'm somewhat familiar with that part. I'm very familiar with the southwest part of Colorado, over in the San Juans.
Yes.
Yeah, I have some ranch. We used to sell a lot of bulls to those ranchers over there on that side of the mountain.
I see.
That was back in the good old days. Anyhow, bring us up to date on this thing with the Colorado State Fair, because I've been following it, but you were on the inside track. Were you at the fair, by the way?
I was not.
Okay.
What happened was I had several 4-H kids call me and left message that they were very concerned of what they were going to do. We knew that the state fair was pushing to have this premise registration number, but what happened was the fair book, the premium book, just said a premise registration number. It didn't say an NAIS number. So there were a lot of kids across Colorado that put in all different kinds of numbers. Some of them put in their Scrapies numbers. Some people used an FSA number that's also kind of a number associated with your premise. And then two of the girls from La Plata County called in and asked if they could use the NAIS premise registration number that was attached to their county fairgrounds, and both their extension agents said yes, and so did the state fair office, so that's what they used.
Okay, but then they got in trouble over that, did they
not?
Yes,
they did. They did not do any checking of any of these numbers until the state fair had already had all their judgings, and the state fair sale was the next evening. And then they decided to flex their muscle a little bit, and they went to looking at these numbers and realized that some of the kids had used Scrapie's numbers and so forth. So they told 12 exhibitors there that didn't have a formal NAIS premise registration number that they were going to have to get one or not be in the sale. And one of the people was a couple of a young boy. It was his first time in 4-H, and he had a hog, and the hog had made the sale, and the little kid was real upset because he wasn't going to be able to be in the sale after his hog had done so well, and wondering what to do. So anyway, long story short, we did everything we could to try to help these people and get some press there and some interest in the fact of what they were doing to these kids. Out of those 12, 10 of them went ahead and got their premise registration numbers, but two girls went home with their steers and did not get the numbers.
You know, it's a shame that they couldn't talk to, explain to those kids what the government is doing to them and say, look, this is not America. This isn't the way this country is supposed to be, and we're not going to have any part of what they're doing to us. So let's just load up and go home.
You're right, Derry. One of the dads, then I talked to him right pretty late that evening, and I said, you know, we're doing everything we can do. I got a hold of some of the legislators I knew. I had some of their personal cell phone numbers, so I sent them over there to the state fair office. One, Representative McKinley, was there within just a few minutes because I knew he was at the state fair, and he was over there trying to get that straightened out. But one of the dads told me, he says, well, Kimmy, I don't know what else to do. They strong-armed me into this premise registration number, and I said, they did what? And he said, well, they just pretty well told us that's the only way the kid's animal was going to sell. So he said, you know, he went on and on about how they strong-armed him into it. Well, the next day in the paper, the comment, of course, turned around, and it said that he's not in the fight, that the fight isn't his fight, that his little boy just wanted to sell his pig. But my gosh, if he's a parent of a 4-H kid and it's not his fight, I don't know whose fight it is, because we've got to educate these people. We're in a state of apathy and ignorance. And the word no still works. If my six children, if they'd have still been in 4-H, and I just finished them up last year with the twins, we'd have loaded those animals so fast and said that word no so resounded that they'd have heard it for the last 100 miles we'd have gone.
Well, you know, they're going to hear this for years to come.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I think they've sent a very, very bad precedent, a bad example.
Yes.
And it probably has done more to help our cause.
Well, they have violated the law, Derry. What happened was those two girls from La Plata County that used that NAIS number that goes with their county fairgrounds, the only way they could find out that that was incorrect was by getting into the database. And the only person that's supposed to be allowed to get in there and check on things is the state veterinarian. He wasn't even at the state fair. And they have to have some type of disease outbreak in order to do it. And they have violated the law. And, yes, people need to wake up and see. And why is it that we're allowing these children or expecting them to bow down to big government? We're teaching our children to lie. These premises aren't theirs. They do not own these premises, but we're asking them to sign them up. It is just wrong. And besides that, Derry, we are discriminating now against the kids that won't do that and their families say no. Now we're going to make those children stay home. That is discrimination.
Hey, let's take a break. Stay with me through the commercial break. Please do, Kimmy.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Kimmy Lewis. She is a private property rights manager for ARCAF USA. She's also on the board of the Colorado Independent Cattlemen's Association and a speaker. She was a speaker yesterday at the South Dakota Stock Growers Association. GB, by the way, is going to be the banquet speaker there tonight. Anyhow, you know, I admire the Colorado Independent Cattlemen and these independent groups, as is the South Dakota Stock Growers. They, along with a few private property rights people, are really making a difference. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. I believe that this pendulum is starting to swing back our way, Derry, and I think people are starting to wake up and realize that all of this push that government agencies and land trusts and all of these groups, these non-governmental organizations have been doing to our country, I believe that they're waking up and realizing what's going on, and I think it's helping.
But the sad thing is our own organizations are fighting us. The Cattlemen's Association, the Farm Bureau Federation, those people are against us on that.
Oh, I agree. I believe, I tell you what, anybody that pays dues in the National Cattlemen's Beef Association or American Farm Bureau, they're wasting their money and they're putting money into something that's coming back to fight us. You know, I'm the lady that was on the radio last week and said that our own USDA needed a thorough enema. I mean, we have got to start cleaning some of this out, and we've got to get down to who they're representing. They're not representing the people out on the land anymore.
Well, you know who they're representing. They're representing the multinational corporations, ConAgra. In fact, just today, let me see if I can find it quick. I've got so much junk in here. But just today, the Secretary of Agriculture is in El Salvador, Guatemala.
Sure.
That was yesterday. He was down there in Central America on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So that was up to yesterday, because today's the 7th. Okay. But anyway, he's telling about how great it is that this CAFTA is working, CAFTA, of course, is a trade agreement that we made with them.
Yeah.
And the United States has invested $650 million to boost the region's agricultural production.
Mm-hmm.
So they can send more, and it goes on the article about how much more agricultural production they're sending into the United States. In other words, our own government is doing everything it can to break us as agricultural producers.
Well, people need to remember and realize that these big associations, like, let me talk about National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they still have packers sitting on their board. They buy in, and they're there. They may be only 15% or whatever they're telling us, but they're there. They're still on their board of directors. They're still pulling the punches. They've got the power. They've got the money. They've got the lobbyists.
And they have attorneys standing right there to tell them what to say, where we're out there kind of, you know, fighting without the finances to do these things. Hey, we're going to take another break, Kenny. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Jeff just told me during the commercial break, I can only have you for a short time, so we need to get as much information as we can here. I have several questions. One of the questions had to do with the Colorado State Fair and those two girls that loaded up and took their cattle home. I understand that the fair then paid them like $6,000.
Yes, they were paid to go home. They paid their mileage home is the way I understand it, and then they're also paid their calves, whichever alternate calves were in the sale to replace them, whatever price they got. And I understood one brought $3,000 and one brought $3,300, but they never did get sign up for a premise registration number.
See, it's such a shame. And I have some information here. Gosh, I don't know. I don't want to waste a lot of time here, but it's interesting. I spent a lot of time yesterday on the telephone talking to Greg Neuendorp, the Michigan dairy farmer.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with his story?
I've heard it a little bit, yes.
Okay. See, he's bucking the system. And they came with highway patrolmen to test his cows for tuberculosis. And
yes.
And he said no. And he wouldn't let them on their property. And he's got a sheriff there that's backing him up. Now, that is the main The mainest thing is to have a sheriff that understands property rights, that understands what's going on in the world.
Well, the power is with your sheriff and then with your county commissioners. But your sheriff has way more power than maybe in a lot of areas we don't want our sheriffs to know that, but they have all the power they need.
Well, we want our sheriffs to know that. And we should elect them on the fact that, hey, you guys are going to protect us from the feds when they come out here.
Yeah.
But anyway, this Gregory Lee Neuendorf wrote a 4-page letter, and I have it here, and you need to get a copy of that. Because
okay.
If everybody would just stand up to the authority and do what he's done, and he's asked them some real questions. He says, look, I don't mind. We can test our cows. You can test my cows. But first, I want to know, and then he asked all of these things, and he said, look, I'll give you a blood sample, I'll give you a milk sample, and I'll give you a tissue sample, but you're not going to inject a live toxin into these cattle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good letter, and I'll go into more detail on the show one of these days. I'll get him back there with me. But anyhow, people can do this if they'll just stand up for what's right.
Yes, and he was a very smart man, and they need to realize they have that right. In fact, in private property rights, the message we're trying to get across is find out what your rights are and use them. Enforce them. Go flex your own muscle a little bit, because this is what needs to be happened. There's been too many people laid back, and they feel like, well, you know, let's just let everything go by. Well, we've just had too many years of that, and look at the mess we're in now.
Okay, now I have another question about Colorado.
Yes.
Back in the 1960s, I was with the Kansas City Livestock Market. And at this time, we had a lot, we called them Western Slope Collies. That's a term that you're probably not even familiar with. But they were the cattle off the Western Slope of the
yes.
Colorado Rockies. And they could come into Kansas City on the rail.
Yes.
And the ranchers came in with them. And I got to meet a lot of these people. And for years, each fall, I would go out at gathering time and ride with the ranchers.
Yes.
And it was kind of a fun thing. And we were in the purebred Charolais business at that time. And I'd take a load of bulls with me sometimes when I'd go. And it worked out real nice. But anyway, I know a little bit about your brand law and how things are done. Now, I see here today, how do you pronounce R-O-U-T-T, Route County?
Route,
okay. Their deputies and brand inspectors are setting up livestock checkpoints. Are you familiar with this?
I've heard about those, yes.
Oh, is this good or bad?
Well, it depends what they're wanting, but you got to remember the Colorado Brand Board went south along with the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, the Colorado Livestock Association, the Colorado Farm Bureau. They all believe in animal ID. They all took some of the money. $2 million has streamed into Colorado in the last 2 years to push premise registration and animal ID, and the Colorado Brand Board was right there with their hand out just like everybody else.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay, now, see, I spoke to the Colorado Cattlemen Association back, my goodness, it's been a long time ago, I'd say 20 years ago, and we had a good time.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, well, I met the chief inspector or chief brand inspector there.
Yes.
And like I said, I know a little bit about Colorado brands. You can read a Colorado brand at a cow half a mile away running 40 miles an hour through the brush.
Yes, that's the idea.
They brand them so you can read those brands. All right, I'm out there one time, and I don't remember why, but we were in my pickup, and and we picked up two cow-calf pairs.
Uh-huh.
And the rancher said, Derry, just hook onto this pickup. He had a pickup up in the mountains. He said, load them in. And we loaded them in his pickup when I pulled them with a Missouri truck
yeah.
and a Colorado trailer. And he didn't go with me. I don't remember the details.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, coming down the mountain, I got stopped by a highway patrolman.
Yes.
And he picked me out because he said, well, you got to explain why you're pulling a Colorado trailer with a Missouri truck and you've got Colorado cattle in it. And we talked about it at the time. It wasn't too long till one of the rancher's sons came by and straightened him out and everything was fine. And I didn't go to jail. But they're really strict on brand inspection, which I think is a good thing. But let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman of the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction will be holding a special cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's September the 8th. Snyder and Patterson will be selling 200 head of black and black Baldy and Charlet cross cows. 125 head of these are going to be the blacks and black Baldies, 50 head are Charlet crossbreds, and 25 are red and red-white facing. They're bred to Angus and Charlet bulls. They'll be calving next spring. Edwards Farms have consigned 25 purebred Hereford heifers and several Angus heifers. Now, these are big heifers. They'll weigh from 1,150 to 1,200 pounds. They're all bred to Emberton Angus bulls. They've had a complete vaccination program and will start calving in February. McNeely Farms will be in with 50 black and black Baldy, 3 to 5 year olds. They're spring calvers and they're bred to Angus bulls. At Havens Farms will sell a 25 head of black and black Baldy cow-calf pairs. That's for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Saturday, September the 8th at Milan, Missouri.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says, "Forgive your enemies, it messes with their heads," Derry Brownfield.
And now we're back. Kimmy, when you watch your watch, and when you need to leave, you just say, "Gotta go, bye."
Oh, that's okay. We're good till 5 till.
Okay. So anyway, Kimmy, back to this, they're calling this Ranch Watch. And they have a brand inspector there, and they say the main goal is to inspect all the livestock that comes through the country to make sure the owner has proper paperwork. Now, I know when you move cattle in Colorado, you're supposed to call a brand inspector, and he comes and inspects them ahead of time, right?
Yes.
Okay. But then it goes on to say the inspectors also ensure that stolen or diseased animals are not entering the county or country or whatever. Now, how would they know? See, as far as I was concerned, the brand thing was strictly to keep cattle from being stolen.
That's correct, and they're just trying to See, there's a bunch of these groups, Derry, that took these grant money, or what we call bribes. It's nothing more than a bribe. And the Colorado Brand Board has bid off this deal. They've gone along with the Colorado Cattlemen's Association. And you got to realize, I grew up with the Colorado Cattlemen's Association. My dad was president. I was the junior president. Three of my six children have been junior presidents. We have done everything we could do to help that association. But we're not with them anymore because of what they're doing. And the Colorado Cattlemen Association, along with the brand inspectors, and there's a lot of good brand inspectors, but what they're doing is they're just trying to flex their muscle. And how are they going to know what's diseased or whatever? They're trying to make something out of nothing. And ID and premise registration is still voluntary in the United States. And why are we now going to do all of this to show this, and it is true, brand inspection is supposed to be on loss and theft, and not just by changing them. My late husband was a bull hauler, and I'll guarantee there'll be a lot of truck drivers that'll be pretty upset about all this going on.
And, you know, they can't do a thing. Well, anything, if he's a bull hauler and he's hauling pot loads, He's got the brand papers
sure,
with him.
He's got the paperwork anyway. It just slows everything down, like I said. And I suppose then they're going to flex their muscle, like I said. But all of this, it's going to put the fear. See, this is how this all works. Big government tries to put fear into people on the land. And these people in these areas, like you said, where they're going to put these checkpoints, I guarantee the people that are fixing to ship the cattle, they're going to have that fear factor. Oh, we better get this premise registration number. We better do this. We better do that. There's a lot of people across rural America, Derry, that believe that the premise registration number is mandatory. They believe that right now, and they're finding out that they really didn't have to get that number yet.
Now, there's supposed to be a way for people that got tricked. And you're up there in South Dakota, and I believe it was the South Dakota brand people, the brand committee or whatever
right.
It was, that tricked a lot of people into getting a premise premise registration when they thought they were signing up just to get their brand renewed.
Yes, that's true. And there's a lot of people, when they renewed their brand, that got a premise registration number, whether they wanted it or not.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
In Colorado, there was one gentleman that I talked to. He doesn't know how he got a premise registration number, but he's been working for months to opt out to get his premises taken completely off of that. And the way I understand it here in Colorado, you get a hold of your state veterinarian, and he'll help you get out, but you're never really out of the big database. You're inactivated, but you never really get out, which is disgusting because all these people have been tricked into this, and that's why they're using these 4-H kids and FFA kids, because look at all the numbers. A few years back, I think the stats for 2003 was 1,700,000 livestock projects across the United States, 1,700,000 that they could pick on and get registration numbers for, or premise registration, so that they could get their numbers up. See, in Colorado, we're kind of like a pilot program. We've got to get these numbers up in order for that money from the big government to keep funneling into Colorado.
Yeah, it's amazing how much they have spent. You just mentioned that $2 million has come into Colorado,
yes.
Well over $1 million that we know about.
Yes, Rocky Mountain Farmers Union had a FOIA request, and they sent the Colorado Independent Cattle Growers part of that report, and it's on my computer at home, but it showed right there. In fact, we were at a meeting, and John Reed, who is the chairman of the coalition against this 4-H and FFA mandate, was at a meeting, and I was listening on the phone, and had the screen brought up with all the details of how much money went into this extension service office and so forth around Colorado, how much money the Colorado Cattlemen's got, how much the Colorado Farm Bureau got, had all that loaded right on my computer, and the gentlemen who were representing this ID, the ID coordinator, and then this Jeff Goodwin from Extension, was trying to deny that any money came in to their offices, and I just said, excuse me, is anyone recording this? I'm sitting here looking at this FOIA request. This report shows this chart of where this money's gone, And boy, you talk about those fellas backing up.
You see, if people, and we talked about this with Farm Bureau. The Farm Bureau said, "Oh, this all came from grassroots. The people out on the ground, they wanted this NAIS, and that's why we're pushing it." And they probably did the way it was explained to them. Here's what they do: they get this thing set up. They've already been paid off.
Sure.
So they hold the local meeting. They'll get someone from the Department of Agriculture to come out here and brag about how great this is.
Yeah.
They'll get somebody else that's on their board or that they can control, and they back them up, and it'll always be somebody that most people have respect for that's just dumb enough to fall for this.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, let's vote. Are we going to do this or not? Oh, we think NAIS is going to be good. Yes, so we recommend that we do it. They never once ever say, let's go get the documents. Let's go get the draft plan and see what's really behind this, and let's study it. Everybody take a copy of this home. It's just 80 pages. Mark it up good and come back next week and let's see what we think about it.
Well, they have the cart way ahead of the horse on this whole big government push, and there's nothing there that tells us that it's going to really help us. See, I represent Private Property Rights Committee for RCAP. We look at your records and your ranch, your farm, your animals. That's your private property. And when they go to talking about our kids, putting our kids' names into a database and information, we've already just shown a case here at the Colorado State Fair where they went in and unjustly broke the law to find out the information on those children. And wouldn't you want all your kids signed up into some kind of database that they could just tap into at any time? It is just wrong. Stay your ground and keep your private property rights, which are your records and your premises registration. You don't need it. It isn't going to do you any good, and you don't want in that database.
All right. What about the National Identification System with the Real ID Act? They're going to do that to us as humans.
Oh, yes, it's coming. It's already here. It's just a matter of time. And, in fact, Henry Lamb from Environmental Conservation, the ECO organization, he wrote an article about forget the illegals, track the cows. I mean, you know, they're pushing this on animals, but it isn't going to be very long. They're trying to do it in babies. They would like to get a chip under all of us so they could watch everything we do. It'll be big government over the top of us.
So anyway, very quickly, and you still have quite a few minutes left. Very quickly, tell me about what you tell these organizations when you go out to talk about how do you keep your. See, I think. Have you seen my article on I don't even remember how I titled it now, but it has to do with the premise number. Putting a cloud on your title?
Yes, I've heard about that, Derry. We've talked about that. The Colorado Independent Cattle Growers came out very opposed to all of this animal ID stuff, and we understand that creates a covenant situation to your deed.
Absolutely.
And it attaches itself to that address. And, you know, if you wanted to buy or sell places or whatever, That is just going to be one more thing that's going to be sitting there, and if someone would have something wrong there, that disease or whatever would be with that number, with that title of that land forever. And you may go in there with a whole different herd of cattle, but it's going to be sitting there, and that number, and once it gets into that huge database, it's there. And it's just unreal. But they've got all this, spent all this hundreds of millions of dollars onto a program, this typical government, that they don't even have finalized as to how they're going to make it work. And
we're going to take a break. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Okay, we still have a few minutes with you, Kimmy. What are you going to do? Are you speaking to another group? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually the parliamentarian this afternoon, Derry. But I did want to, sometime when you have time, get me on about conservation easements, because we need to visit about that.
Yeah, we've discussed them in great detail here, but I'd like to hear your pitch on it, too. In the meantime, the article I wrote, and I think it's coming out in this month, September issue, but News with Views picked it up, and it went nationwide, and I got a lot of comments on this thing, but it's entitled Our Land, Collateral for the National Debt.
Okay.
And, you know, Wayne Hage talked about how the World Bank and the Monetary Fund was collateralizing the world debt with land through these heritage sites and wilderness areas and this sort of thing. And I used some of the information that really I got from your organization, the Independent Colorado Cattlemen. They came up with this thing about the premise being a conveyance.
Yes.
It's in the International Criminal Court Act of 2002. And you say, well, why are we concerned with the International Court Act? Okay, the International Court Act, Bruce Knight, who is the main NAIS man in Washington, was speaking to the pork expo in Des Moines, and he said, we have to live by the same international rules we're expecting other people to do. And according to the International Criminal Court Act, the word premise includes a place and a conveyance, which means, hey, they're going to convey that land. And doesn't convey mean move, sell, change?
Yes. It's just unreal what's happening here and what all can go on with this whole situation. It's one leads to another, and we've been trying to find all the information that we can. And all the information, that's why we put it on that website, colloica.com, because we're wanting people to find out.
colloica.com.
And you can go there. That's the new website for the Colorado Independent Cattle Growers. And there's all kinds of information under Hot Topics there on all of this.
Well, like we said earlier, it's, I think... part of America, at least, is beginning to wake up. And I don't know what to do about it. It looks like it's you're from Colorado. You've seen those runaway truck ramps.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is kind of like that, but we're hoping we can get people to actually consider opting out. Those people, those young parents in 4-H and FFA that have thought that was the only way their child could participate, we're hoping that a good number of those will step forward and want to opt out. Plus, we already have state legislators that have already written the bill to take forth in this new session in 2008 to take care of this.
Okay, Kimmy, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest. This is the last commercial break of the hour. We are still giving you over 5 minutes to get to your next engagement. Keep me informed.
Okay.
And before you go off the air, if you will give if you'll give Jeff your address, I'll send you a copy of our Chronicle.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices jumped up 2% Thursday on dollar weakness and oil strength. Gold closed in New York up $13.60 to $694.50 an ounce. Silver rose 18 cents to $12.34. A teetering U.S. dollar and the fact that we're now entering its strongest seasonal period have set up a near-perfect storm that should take gold over the psychological $700 barrier, said Peter Grandwich, editor of the Grandwich Letter. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
And we're in the home stretch here is, okay, thank you, Jeff. Anyway, I started to mention, and I really appreciated Kimmy coming on with some very excellent information for us. But in the meantime, as I started to mention earlier in the show, the Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johannes, is in El Salvador and Guatemala. He was as of yesterday. I guess he's on his way home now. Maybe. I don't know where he is. But he is talking about the Central America United States Free Trade Agreement, that's CAFTA, and how great it is. He's telling us it strengthens the economies in these countries. It's going to increase the demand for agricultural exports and improve lives. The United States remains committed to working with our CAFTA partners in addressing any implementation and transnational issues that arise. CAFTA is the first U.S. trade agreement that includes technical assistance. Now, that technical assistance amounts to some $650 million that we have, I didn't say spent, we have invested that. We have invested it. And it is to boost the region's agricultural production. So anyway, now some of that agricultural production is now coming here to the United States, because agricultural exports to the United States grew by $3.5 million compared to just the year before. I don't know what it was the year before. See, they don't give us the figures. But here we're getting a lot of our food from Central and South America, and we know that's been going on for a long time. For an agreement that has been in place for a year, that's a stronger start than many expected, according to Johans. Central America Free Trade Act, or CAFTA, the accord went into effect. It went into effect in Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador in March of 2006, and then the Dominican Republic joined in this past March. And anyway, it's all to boost its exports worldwide. Resistance to the accord has continued in Costa Rica, where opponents say the deal benefits large companies and hurts small businesses that cannot compete with U.S. corporations. And see this, all of these trade agreements are about U.S. corporations. It's a multinational corporations headquartered here in the United States that's pushing these trade agreements. I have an interesting note from a lady named Ellen Verrell, I guess, V-E-R-E-L-L. She's here in this country, but she supports a medical mission in Western Guatemala. And she has a little different view of this. She says the situation is more precarious there than it was 4 years ago. What they've really done, she says, is to price beans and rice and corn out of the reach of the very poor. It's been good for the wealthy landowners and exporters, but the poor are poorer than they were before, excuse me, before the CAFTA went into effect. And she goes on to say, worse still, one candidate for the president has direct ties to the drug cartels. The other is a communist and is allied with the military. She says one is going to win, and we in the United States will support him and send him more aid. So here we go again. And I thought, well, you know, that's very much like it is here in the United States. One of these jokers is going to win. And are there any of them, except maybe Ron Paul or someone like that out there? Ron Paul would be the only one that I would even consider voting for of the group that's up and running now. One of them is going to win. And here we're talking about Guatemala, but we'll be sending money down there. They just got $650 million. And how much of that money do you suppose actually went to the peasant farmers? If you notice, this lady said the rich landowners around over the country, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the time gets away from us. And we're just going to take a moment now and listen to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds?
Trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
It's true.